We have finished the fifth chapter last time. And sixth chapter we have already started earlier. And we have finished the first four verses of the sixth chapter. Now the fifth verse is one of the most important verses in the Bhagavad Gita. You might say it is the key to the entire yogic effort which is described in the Bhagavad Gita. It says, Uddharet Atmana Atmana Atmanam. Na Atmanam Avasadaye. Atma Eva Hi Atmanaha Bandhu Atmaiva Ripuhu Atmanaha. In simple translation, it means one should raise the self by the self. One should not allow the degradation of the self. The self itself is the friend of the self. The self itself is the enemy of the self. Now this statement may seem to be somewhat unintelligible. How is a self the friend of the self? How is a self the enemy of the self? And what do we mean by saying that one should raise oneself by the self? One should not lower the self by the self. This means that there is a concept of double self. The self which is double. There is the higher self and there is the lower self in us. Now this statement is again needs to be studied in the context of two other statements which have come earlier. If you open the chapter number 3 and see the verse number 28. There is one phrase, Gunaha Guneshu Vartante. This one sentence, one phrase, is a very important phrase in the context of this particular verse. Gunaha Guneshu Vartante. Now the word guna is usually used in the terms of prakriti, because the theory is that prakriti consists of three gunas. Trigunatmak prakriti. The prakriti is trigunatmak. It has got sattva, rajas and tamas. So it simply says that prakriti is active everywhere. And in this prakriti, the qualities work among the qualities. The gunas work among the gunas. The whole world is nothing but activity of the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. There is nothing more than this in all this prakriti. This could be one of the meanings of this statement. Now this seems to be further reaffirmed in the same chapter when you come to verse number 33. There is a full sentence, third chapter, verse number 33. It says, Prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. All the creatures are ruled by prakriti. Nigraha kim karishyati. Suppression of what avail will suppression be? Nigraha kim karishyati. Everything is moved by prakriti. This whole movement of suppression, how will it be of any use? Yesterday it is also said that even the jnani gets impelled by the speed of the gunas, of the prakriti. Now, if you read the Bhagavad Gita only in the light of these two or three statements, then this statement coming in chapter number 6 may seem to be a contradiction. If prakriti alone is active and any movement of control is of no avail, then the question is, how is one to raise oneself by oneself? Because raising oneself implies control, implies doing something other than what prakriti wants us to do, and going beyond it. If you want to raise yourself, then whatever is happening by the force of prakriti, you have to raise it. So it may seem that if the Bhagavad Gita says prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati, and if this is the ultimate statement of the Bhagavad Gita, then this may be unacceptable. And there may be a contradiction between the two. And that's why some people who don't read the Bhagavad Gita as a whole, they say that Bhagavad Gita has some inner contradictions. Once you state this and then now you state this. But the Bhagavad Gita has to be studied as a whole. And this is what we have to repeat again and again. The Bhagavad Gita is an exposition of a teaching which is very large. And it's an exposition which is done step by step.